Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Let me read this out. It's a dilemma that our good H spotted online. I thought it was an interesting one. And it says, am I being unreasonable to want to stop giving my adult son money? My son has become a layabout. He lost his job during the COVID-19 for the last 2 weeks. He's been doing nothing except playing on his PlayStation and watching TV. I completely understand that lockdown had a negative effect on people's lives, but he's taking things a step further now. Every few days, it's 20 quid here, 30 quid there, and it's just starting to accumulate. I know I'm worse for giving him money, but it is very hard to say no when he has no other way of actually getting money. I have told him that he needs to get a job anywhere and to start providing for himself, but he hasn't done anything about it yet. My question is, to you, would I be a bad parent if I said no to his requests for money? A friend of mine told me that I need to stop giving him money and let him see that he can't just expect me to look after him all the time. He's 19 years of age. I have a daughter who's 24. And I can tell you, she is annoyed that I give my son money because she works hard for what she has. Maybe anybody else might be in the same position as me. What did you do? Or what would you do, I suppose? So that's an interesting situation from this mother. She's basically saying that her son, 19 years of age, is just playing his PlayStation all day, hasn't bothered his arse getting a job, and basically she's funding him. Should she just stop? Because she feels bad if she just stops. What would you do as a parent? COVID-19 is not really an excuse anymore because most of the shops are back open again, so the part-time jobs are back for most kids. Some people say that no matter what the age of your child is, you are still responsible, even if they're 22, 23 in there and don't have a job, that you're still responsible. Others say there has to be a cut-off point when your child starts to look after themselves and not depend on you so much. But maybe you think this parent is the problem because they're funding their child. Every time they ask, they're funding them. What would you do in that situation? Would you, as a parent, refuse to give your child money at a certain age when it gets to a certain point where they should be out looking for a job? What would you do? What is the cut-off point to tell your child to look after themselves? Is there an age? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. And by the way, college is not an excuse. Oh, they're in college, they got work. They can still get a part-time job. So what is the excuse? When do you say to your son or daughter, listen, no, I'm not giving you money. Go out and earn your own. Donal, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Donal?
How you doing now?
What, Donal, what is the right age to turn around? Because I remember when I was, I got my first job when I was just under 17. And from that point, I never got a bean from my father or mother.
But now, just first of all there, because I had 30 seconds of your time. Like, I'm a coach driver there and bring in, deal with tours coming into the country, especially Germans. And I tell you one thing, it's very upsetting. I had my German guide, he emailed me there last week, said it's looking good for 20 people to come over in August. They're booked and all. And he's emailing me last night now saying they're in turmoil. They don't know what's going on with the media here in Ireland.
Yeah. So I know, there's a lot of mixed messages going out now. Yeah, I mean, we had Gabriel Scally now this morning saying that if people come to Ireland, they should be basically taken from the airport and brought to a quarantine place.
Exactly. This is what he's saying. I mean, so if this is what the Germans are saying. You know, the government are saying, oh, yeah, come over. And he's hearing in from the medical saying, don't. But he's hit the nail on the head with one thing. He has told me that the government here in Ireland will do what Europe tell them to do. It's as simple as that. This won't be an Irish decision. It will be a European decision.
So you're out of business, basically, aren't you?
Yeah. I have nothing. Now I don't even know. Like, I usually have maybe 11, 12 tours every summer, lasting 2 weeks each, or I go away for 2 weeks or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But even if somebody could tell me, oh, you won't be out in August and you won't be out, this year is finished. You know, you'd make a plan and you'd get on with it. But to be told by the government it's looking good and then be told by the medics.
So what are you getting? Are you getting a COVID payment or what are you getting at the moment?
I have a military pension, so.
Okay. All right, okay.
I don't care about the payment, really. Just get, and I, you know something?
Well, you do care about the payment. You want money.
Of course I want money, now, but I want money. I want work is not all money. Work is getting up out of the bed and doing something. Do you know what I mean, like?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what work is, mate.
And is it your own coach, Donal?
No, it's not my own coach. I work for a man.
A company. Okay.
A gentleman. And I'll tell you one thing. I'd love to mention his name, but I'll tell you one thing. He's the most decentest man in this country. And I tell you one thing, the day this all happened, he almost cried in front of me. And you know why he was crying? Not because he was going to be no more and lose thousands and thousands. How am I going to let go of some of these drivers? That's what he was on about.
He was worried about you guys.
Yes. How was he going to let go? And I said, Willie, Jesus Christ, just worry about yourself. I said, we're all in this together.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll get on. This is how this man is. And now he's been told the same thing. He doesn't know whether. Man, is that the whole thing for? I don't care any is. I just don't know what.
Your phone is breaking up a bit there, Donald. Sorry.
So I'm saying we're going to have to live with this, like the flu.
Yeah.
You know, and that's it, like, because if we keep on lockdown, there's no economy to go back to.
We're looking at what happens in England. So they obviously, like us, they kind of went full on and they, you know, business is all back open again. And then all of a sudden, they're locking down cities now and towns.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what we're doing in England then is, you see, England is like New York. You have this subway system.
Yeah.
You have a massive transport, public transport system. You know, but I'm just saying, if we go into lockdown again, what's going to happen now? What's going to happen to your radio station? You're not getting a license fee. It's all advertised. What's going to happen to you?
It's going to be unfortunate because I'm sure people will notice, during the COVID-19, our ad breaks went, you know, kind of from two and a half to 3 minutes down to about 1 minute. And most of those ads were government ads, by the way, for COVID-19. So that's what we were surviving on. You might have noticed over the last couple of weeks, you're hearing a few ads. You might have heard one for Ryanair there for holidays in Portugal a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
So they're starting to advertise again. Companies are starting to advertise, to get people back to their businesses. But should we go back to lockdown again, we're doomed.
Well, Niall, if some TD is listening out there, what they need to do is they need to come on the media and say, we're opening or we're not. And it really is that simple from now on.
I couldn't agree with you more, because if we don't know what's going on with this virus at this stage, or if these educated people don't know what's going on, we have a big problem.
We have, and that's what's driving people demented. They don't know. If somebody could tell me, I'd be going to Dublin Airport in August and picking up 20 Germans. That's it. I'd have a plan. Off I can go and do that. Or vice versa, if they said, no, you won't. I get on with it as well.
It is upsetting when last week, they're telling you air bridges and you can go on holidays and people ran out and many people booked good deals they got with Ryanair, Aer Lingus, and now you're being told, cancel them again.
Yeah, and you're not even told by the government now. This is the killing part, you see. You have two branches of the state saying different things.
Let's be clear. Tony Holland is not an elected representative.
No, but now he's carrying a lot of weight. Yeah. And I tell you one thing, let's face it, he ran this state for... Seemingly, he kind of ran this day for the last couple of months.
Yeah, well, yeah, him and Neffert, yeah, yeah.
You know?
So, okay, well, getting back to the topic. You know, I appreciate it, and we will talk about it more. I know there are people like yourselves, are basically hanging on a limb, and don't know when you're ever going to get back to work again. And I understand, and I appreciate that, and it must be very difficult. But Donald, getting back to this, so, obviously there's a social situation where, at what point, you've got kids. So
I had two boys now, yeah, and I tell you one thing. You'll never appreciate money you get for not. It's as simple as that. That's how simple this is. If she keeps giving that junk full of money, he won't his whole.
Yeah, so if she keeps handing him 20 and 30 and, here, there and everywhere, he's going to sit in his hole and do nothing.
Yeah, and it's not because he's a bad junk fella. It's human nature.
Yeah, because he doesn't appreciate the value of it.
Exactly. Let's face it, like, can you remember the first few quid you earned? Like?
Oh, yeah.
I can remember it well. I remember me old fella come home. Just he came home well-steamed on a Saturday night and he got me my old fella didn't get me interviews. He just got me jobs. He done the interview and everything. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he came home and he got me a job doing turf for this fella. Jeez, he used to hit me and everything, the same man. Like, he let me drive the tractor, so I didn't care.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget the 2 quid he threw into your hand.
It was like your bit of independence, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was your money that you earned. And Jesus, you enjoyed it a lot more than money.
You did, and you know what? You were more careful how you spent it when you earned it yourself.
And exactly, and I see the same thing with my own two young fellas, especially the youngest fella. Since he started making money...
How old is he?
He's 20, he's an apprentice. He's looking for another apprenticeship now because he has been let go. But he's actively looking every hour of the day. Like.
Right, okay.
And the other fella, he's worked for a big cereal company. He's the finest as well, but I tell you, it even turned him a small bit, I won't say meaner, but more cagey with money. When
of course,
they their own money.
Well, it's their own money. They've earned it.
Yeah.
Okay, so your advice to this mother would be just, you got to be cruel to be kind, say no.
Oh, yeah, she'd be doing him the best favour of his life.
So he turns around, or she, or he turn, your kid turns around and says, oh, but I, my friends are going out this weekend, I've no money, can you please, please?
No, look, she should feed young fella and clothe him and give him a bed to sleep in. That has to be done. But no, she's doing him no favours.
All right, well, okay, we'll stay there because Fran, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Fran?
How you doing, all?
Okay, so when do you stop becoming a financial parent, a banker, essentially? The bank of mum and dad. When does that stop?
Well, you see, the thing, it depends on the child.
Right, okay.
But in this particular case, this young fella has been getting the COVID payment because I assume he was laid off. So he's been getting 350 for the last couple of months.
Well, it may have been a part-time job. He might be in college. I don't know. It doesn't say that in the yeah. Yeah.
Well, taking that he's getting 350 a week for the last couple of months, what has he done with
it? Well, I doubt he is, because she wouldn't be giving him 20 quid here, 30 quid here. She said he's sitting at his hole.
Yeah, but he said he has been laid off, so anybody that was laid off due to COVID could apply for the COVID payment.
Okay, well, let's assume that he's not getting a payment from the state. Let's assume, because I get the impression from the email that he's not getting. She might have said that in the email if he was getting a payment from the state.
Right. If he's not getting anything and he's not interested in getting work, if he's not in college or not working, don't give him a penny.
Yeah.
That's the plain and simple, because it's only going to be a burden, because he will have no get up and go on him to get some to make himself better. He'll just say, I'll just ask me, man.
And have you got kids yourself, right?
I have two kids, yeah.
And what age? What's the age group?
One's 27 and one's 22.
Right, okay. So when was the last time that, you know, they would have come to you? Have you got a 10 or da? Have you got a 20 da? What age?
Well, the 20-year-old, 25, 26, you know, have you got a pen for petrol? Have you got whatever? I can understand that. You know, not giving someone money is not, like, I mean, you don't just stop it. You will always give the help out to your children, no matter what shape or form.
Yeah.
It might be 10, it might be 20, but you know yourself, if you're giving it to them for to go out on the piss, no thanks.
Or to go and buy a beer, yeah, whatever,
yeah. Yeah, if you're giving it to them to, you know, get a bit of lunch, or you're stuck 1 week for petrol.
That, yeah, you know. Obviously if they're stuck, yeah, of course, you never stop becoming a parent, of course.
Well, I mean, they do pay it back eventually, you know, in different ways.
Yeah.
But I mean, you have to, if you have someone sitting on the hole basically doing nothing, if you give them 100, they'll spend 100. If you give them a tenner, they'll spend a tenner. They won't value the
So there has to be a point where you say, I'm not giving you any more money, go and get a job.
That's it. Yeah, just get up off your arse, do something.
Are we heartless? I mean, Donal, are we being heartless here?
No, and if you listen to that woman's email, I mean, she has her mind made up. It's just that she's feeling guilty. It's not the young fella here that's doing wrong. This woman has her mind made up. She just needs, I suppose she's emailing you now to get validation, that to get some support for her decision. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, she's so basically, it's not the young fella that's doing wrong. She's basically an enabler.
Well, she is, of course. And as I said before, this young fella isn't a bad young fella. 90% of people, if they were told, come into work 3 days a week and we'll pay you five, they're going to work 3 days a week.
Yeah.
It's not the umbrella, it's human nature.
Yeah, so so I don't need to work? You're a grand. Yeah. My man, dad will give it to me.
Yeah, but let's say, as teenagers are fantastic at making you feel guilty. Like, mine tried to do with me, Jesus Christ, they're fantastic at it.
They are experts.
Do you know what I mean?
I do have three kids, though, and I know what they're like.
Exactly, my 20-year-old, one time,
and you know what? It works. You do feel guilty.
Of course it does. When he turned 16, he came down the stairs. For about 2 years, I was a Nazi. I was Stalin. I was Jesus Christ.
You're ruining his life.
Oh, yeah. I was the man that was out to ruin his life. Single-handed. That was my mission from when I got up to went to bed, was to ruin his life. You know, but...
I thought I was the only one who got that every now and again.
No, and thank God I didn't have a girl. Jesus Christ, if I had a girl, she'd be locked up till she was about 50.
You're ruining my... Did you actually get that? I've got that line. You're ruining my life.
Oh yeah, you're ruining my... Exactly, you are ruining my... I hate you. I ruin my life. Why? You know what he said to me one morning? Why do you go your way to be cruel to me? I'm going out my way to be cruel.
Oh yeah, you're going out of your way. Yeah. As if you've nothing better to be doing.
I tell you one thing, only for the woman I'm living with, there's times I would have killed him, because she used to tell me, just go out. I said, killing. And when I mean kill, I was thinking of getting the shovel and wrapping him in plastic, you know what I mean?
Now let's be clear about this. You're saying this, obviously you don't really genuinely mean it, because it is rage.
Well, I had the dreams, and I didn't know what to say about dreams.
Well, okay, but I'm glad you still love him to bits.
He's turned out to be a fine young man. He just came down. He just.
Well, I'm glad you didn't kill him.
But as I think Oscar Wilde said it. I was never like that. It's just that my father clapped on.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, listen, Don, thanks. And I hope your coaches get back on the road very, very soon with people in them, hopefully. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. When is the right age to cut your child off financially? Like you say, get out and get a job. I'm not giving you money anymore. I don't care if you're in college. I don't care if you're on a COVID payment or you're getting the dole, whatever it is. I'm not supplying you with money anymore. And some people text in saying he could be in college. Well, it doesn't matter if this kid is in college or not. It's irrelevant. He can still get a job at the weekend. You know, I mean, they can still work part-time jobs, even if they are in college or they're in school or whatever it happens to be. What age is the right age to turn around and say, no, provide your own money. I've provided money for you all your life. What is the right age? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008, because according to this woman, she's getting very frustrated and her older daughter is getting even more frustrated watching her giving money to him. Valerie.
Well, how are you?
Good. Valerie, would you give your kids money? Do you give them money?
I do. I'll tell you, the two of them were in education and one just graduated and he just immigrated actually, a week ago.
Right, okay. But so while he was in college?
While they were both in education, I definitely helped them out as best I can.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
So, but could they not get a part-time job?
Now, he was working in a part-time job for a couple of years, so I stopped helping him when he got a part-time job.
Right.
But when he was emigrating, there was massive cost involved. He was gone to Vancouver for the last week.
Okay.
But there was, insurance expenses for medical, flights, accommodation was $3,000 for the month.
Okay.
So he used most of his savings, a lot of his savings for that. But if I can help and give a couple of thousand, if I can, I do it.
So you were the bank of mam?
Not really. No. It's only, as I said, if there's huge expense involved, like... Both of them had to drive when they were going to college when they got placement. So insurance was $3,000.
And who paid that?
I paid half. If they have a couple of thousand saved, I will give them half if the insurance is $3,000. Otherwise,
so you must have a good job, Valerie, have you?
No, but I mean, I don't drink, I don't smoke, you know what I mean?
So did you believe it was your responsibility until they're out in the big bad world?
Well, look, I was brought up soft, okay, and I don't mean by a fool, they really appreciate it. They've done very, very well. If they were the type that weren't doing what they were to do when they were in college, working really hard, which they did, and as I said, when my son was part-time working weekends, he'd work from 12 in the day till 2 in the morning as a waiter.
Right.
So he worked flat out. And if I do try to help them, actually they resisted it. But sometimes I insisted if they had big expense and I could help them.
Because right, okay. What happens if they're not working or they won't get a part-time job?
I wouldn't. If they're lazy and bums, I wouldn't dream of it.
No.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so you have to teach them a
lesson.
They
weren't raised that way. Oh, yeah, no. They were raised to work hard and you work hard for what you get. And that's the way it is.
Okay.
Now, I mean, as I said, if he couldn't, one of them did go away on a J-1 before to Chicago, and a lot of them that went over there, you know, it's kind of overinflated all this work in America that they'd get at the time, and actually it did end up costing me a lot, but otherwise he'd have gone hungry.
So why? He was ringing you saying, can you send me more money?
Well, you see, he couldn't get work, and he had very little to live on, so I wasn't going to have him hungry, so occasionally I wired it over.
And would he not come home and get a job then? If he couldn't get work instead of getting his mammy to fund him?
For 2 months.
I think you were too soft on them, Valerie.
I don't think so at all. I don't think so. And
I know you love them and everything. I know. And I know our guilt gets the better of us too.
But could you have your child hungry over in America?
No, I wouldn't have my child hungry in America.
You know what I mean?
But if they didn't get a job after a certain period of time with the J-1, I'd say, well, you need to come home.
But you see, the thing is, when they go over to those countries often, like I know for the month, right, the apartment in Vancouver is $2,500. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, while they're trying to get on their feet. And it takes a couple of weeks and you go to a new country to get on your feet, or maybe a month.
So you funded a bit of that too?
He has enough.
Okay.
No, I fund a little bit with the flights and stuff like that.
Right,
you know?
Okay. You sound like a great man, Valerie. There's loads of students out there listening saying, I wish Valerie was my man.
This world. No, I mean, we do the best we can for them, don't we, at the end of the day. My parents did the best they can for us and I really appreciated it.
Okay.
And they got it back in dividends. And I kind of think it pays off, to be honest.
Will they get it back in love?
I think in other ways you get it back too. I've seen it through the years. I don't... I don't regret it. I wouldn't do anything differently. It's paid off so far, and please God, it'll remain.
Well,
it does sound
like your kids have done well in life and will do well in
life.
They
have. They're very hardworking. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
And as I said, they do work very hard. One of them works so hard, actually, I'm actually sometimes asking not to. I worry he works too hard.
Okay, so but you would have a different attitude if they were sitting on their bum playing PlayStation.
Oh, completely. I wouldn't give him a penny.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me just go to Denise. Denise, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Denise?
All right, thank you. How are you?
We all want a mam like Valerie, don't we?
Yes, absolutely.
Valerie, I'm heading away, by the way. Is there any chance I get a few quid off you? No, I'm joking.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
So, Denise, what do you think is the right thing to do? I mean, at what age do you stop giving the tenors and the 20s and the 20s and 30s that they keep asking for?
I don't think you ever give them. You know, I have a 16-year-old who gets pocket money.
Yeah.
And there are chores that he has to do to earn that.
How much is pocket money, by the way? How much is pocket money?
80 euro a month.
80 euro a month, okay.
Yeah.
That's
good.
It's not a bad pocket money compared to
saying. Yeah, I didn't do that with mine with that age.
Okay, go on. So 16, so he has to do chores, is it, Denise?
Yeah. Yes, he has to do chores around the house to earn that.
Okay.
And then anything extra, he has to come to us and ask us if there's anything else to be done. So we'll say, that fence needs to be painted, and we'll give you 20 euro for that.
Okay. All right, well, let's teach him good work ethic. So when you say chores around the house, what is he, like hoover the floor?
Yeah, fills the dishwasher, empties the dishwasher, unpacks the washing machine, sometimes hangs up the clothes.
Yeah? Does he wash his own clothes?
No, there's only three of us. It all goes in.
It all goes in together. Okay.
All right. But I just think that work ethic has to...
You're a little bit muffled, Denise. It's maybe the way you're holding your phone there. So you're a bit muffled. But go
on. Sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, well, go ahead. We can just about hear you.
It's just a work ethic that you have to instill in them.
Yeah.
And rather than have them sitting there playing PlayStation, you're just handing them money, make them work for us. And, you know, they'll soon want to go out to work.
Okay, so what happens when he gets to 19? Okay, and he's old enough then to get himself a part-time job. Maybe he's going to be going to college, I imagine. But he can still work at the weekend. I mean, would you be still funding him as 80 euro a month then?
No, I don't think so. No, I think that finishes at 18.
Okay, 18. So 18's the cut-off point as far as you're concerned.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, he has to find another way to
make
money. Yeah, absolutely.
So if he hadn't got a part-time job at that stage, you'd be saying, get yourself out there and get a job.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, but then the results suffer if they're in college. That's the problem. I have one son who's doing 40 hours actual lectures a week, and then he'd have tons of work piled on top of that as well.
Yeah, well, Valerie, don't be so mollycoddling them. I have a son, he's 24 now. He's doing extremely well, thankfully. And he's got a really good job. He works in Salesforce. But when he was in college, he was working in Easton's at the weekend. So he was...
Weekend's perfect, and that's a nice job. Do you know what I mean? Normal hours. But if they were working 12-hour shifts in as a waiter or whatever, they were doing that during the week, so the results go right down.
But he was doing every day he could get, and he was doing bank holidays or any days he was off college.
Yeah, that's a nice little number, Mark, or nine. My son was in a jeweller's as well. That was a lovely number. But the other fellow that was working as a waiter, 12-hour shifts, Jesus, you couldn't do that during the week. Your results, you'd fail your exams.
Well, probably, if you were late, I suppose.
Yeah.
But there are other jobs. There's loads of shop jobs at the moment.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As I said, I wouldn't have anyone freeloading off me.
Yeah.
Do you know? But at the end of the day, we only have them for a while, you know, and I just believe in being as good as them as I can while I have them.
Okay. I'm not going to completely disagree, which I think there's a balance to it. I've got to take a break. You can keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number's 087-188-0008. At what point? So Denise says 18. After 18, they need to get themselves a job. I mean, and this comes from a message that was online, a dilemma of a woman. She had a daughter, 24, and a son who's 19, and the daughter's funding herself. She's got herself a job, a part-time job of some description. Maybe she's in college or something, I don't know. And she's pissed off at the mother because the mother is funding the 19-year-old. He sits and plays his PlayStation, watches TV, and he's asking me for 20 quid here, 30 quid there, and it's starting to accumulate. And she believes that, am I a bad parent if I say no? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. I'm looking here now. There's some very unkind texts coming in. Right?
Oh, God.
I'm just going to read out one of them. All right, I'll read out one. Please don't take personal offences because I don't even know who the person is. A lot of these kids know what they're doing. They have their fool parents wrapped around their fingers. This one, Valerie, that's definitely a Dublin person to say something like that. This one, Valerie, is having a laugh. If they can't afford food in Canada, I assume they meant America because we were talking about America.
Yeah, America. Yeah.
Yeah, then either come home or shut up. You don't go to Canada and then ring home for money for dinner. What a joke. Now you can respond to that if you like.
Well, they went over there in a J-1 visa. So, I mean, they were kind of committed with a return flight to come back 2 months later. And, by the way, didn't phone to say that, you know,
you just got needed a, you money got for a, food. You got a sense of it.
Anything. Well, yeah. It's just I was checking in to say, you see, they get the jobs in Ireland before they go.
Yeah.
And the students do. So what he signed up for was, it was actually kind of like a catering thing for a couple of months. But it was on a first-come, first-served basis. And when he went there, it was like private party events. So if the work wasn't there, they didn't have work. So he was probably getting, on average, about 10 to 15 hours a week.
Right, so it's got a zero-hour contract. Minimum
wage. Yeah, exactly. So it was $150 a week. So that was barely covering his rent. He didn't ask, but I did the math, and I just obviously would wire over 100 if I could occasionally, stuff like that.
Right,
so,
but have they, is the texter right? Did they have you wrapped around their little finger?
I don't think so. No, mammy. So I seriously don't.
Okay. Well, stay there because, John, you're on Classic Hits. Yeah. Sorry, John, how are you doing?
Hey, Niall, how's it going?
Yeah, what do you think of Valerie's situation? You say never provide money, no matter what.
Oh, Jesus, that's dreadful.
That's the way I was raised, Valerie, and I don't have a single problem in the world. I was raised by my grandparents, my good old Nana from Cork raised me that right up when I was even 8 years old, I'd be down polishing the linoleum in the house. My son went through 4.5 years of college. He worked two jobs, didn't get any money off me. Everything he got through the school, he earned. So... Never did it.
Well, everyone has their own style of parenting, do you know what I mean? I don't see anything wrong if you can help sometimes to make their life a little bit easier. Life's hard enough, do you know what I mean? And if you can make it a little bit easier for somebody, I'd believe in doing it, to be honest with you.
I agree with you to an extent.
Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of people suffering with depression and pressures in life, and I don't know about Cork or Dublin or whatever, but anyway, going into the river every second day, and I just think...
Okay.
If you can help somebody a little bit when times are hard, it's not a bad thing.
Okay, hang on, sorry, John, you have a son, so you didn't give him any money. He had two jobs going through college, et cetera, all right? Okay, but and I think times have changed in respect of when we were all young, most of us didn't go to college. So we went straight from school into a job. So times have changed.
And I didn't pocket money either.
Yeah, and college, by the way, is a privilege. It's a privilege for people to be higher education and saying that, you know, and some people would argue that privilege has to be paid for by themselves if they really want it. Okay, but John, I mean, so what age is the right age? The original kind of message we saw online was a kid 19 years of age, and now he's sitting on his bum playing his PlayStation watching TV. Now, he could be in college as well. He might be just off college at the moment. But she said he needs to get out and get a job. Should she feel guilty saying no to him?
No, not at all, Niall. And, you know, going back to what you're saying there, like, I've got two sons. One of them went to college, one of them didn't. The one who didn't go to college, even when he was in high school, he had a job through high school, and then he went into full-time unemployment when he was done.
Okay.
And I think the one thing, you know, and I agree with Valerie to an extent. Yes, it's nice to be able to help if you want to help, but I don't think we do them any favours. Because eventually, you know, when we're unable to help or we're on the pension or we're gone, they're going to have to figure out life themselves. And if they get hardships and, you know, they don't have their mammy or their daddy there to bail them out and they can't figure out their problems, there's your problem. So we are creating a softer society. But that woman with a 19-year-old sitting at home playing the Xbox, no way.
I wouldn't allow that. There's no way.
And you know what? If he couldn't have a job, I know now with all the COVID.
Well, there's no excuse. There might have been an excuse 2 months ago. There's not an excuse now.
Yeah, but he'd be out. Like I said, he'd be out. He'd repaint the whole bloody house. He'd cut the grass. He'd be doing something to earn his dinner and his bed.
Well, I would agree with that.
Okay. What about Valerie's situation? Somebody had to go with Valerie there when her son was away in America, for example. I know. Yeah. When her son was away in America, and she figured it out doing the maths that
he didn't ask. Yeah.
He couldn't really be afford to eat and pay his rent, so she was sending him over money. Yeah. I mean,
you know yourself, Niall. I live over here now, and I've lived over here for a long time. And I'd have to say now, you know, don't judge Valerie on that one because I see a lot of the Irish coming over here working the pub jobs and working the restaurant jobs on these J1s, and they're worked to death. And, you know, they're crammed. Some of them are living in a small apartment, you know, 3-4 of them in a small apartment.
There were 14 of them in a two-bedroom apartment.
14 in a two-bedroom apartment, okay.
Two-bedroom apartment in Chicago, and they were paying 4,000, I think. Yeah.
They're all sold this wonderful dream.
The dream, yeah. The dream.
Yeah, and then when they get here, they work to death. I mean, I knew a few of them worked in an Irish pub I used to go to in D.C. And just talking to them, you know, and when you talk to them and find out the conditions they're put through and how hard they work.
It's not really a dream, is it? It's more of a nightmare, yeah. But I know it is something the kids want to experience. But stay there for a second. Let me go to Jessie as well. Jessie, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Jessie?
Hiya.
I wish I was Jessie's girl. I know you've heard that before. Jessie, at what age do you stop giving the money?
Very early.
How early?
Well,
16?
When I was 15, had to have a Saturday job. And
okay.
Then we came over to Ireland and I was in the Grafton Academy and I had part-time jobs. And then I left at 19 and went to England and saved like mad.
Yeah.
I went to Greece for 6 months, lived the hippie dream.
The hippie dream, yeah.
Then when I came home, I had to go on the dole. And
but that's not I'm listening to what you're saying, but that's not the ideal lifestyle, is it?
No.
No, okay. And have you got kids now?
When I came home, my mother, I had to go on the dole, right? And my mother took half of my dole money.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I think that there is a lesson to be learned in making you value money. I'm sorry I've run out of time, Jessie, and I would have loved to have talked to you more, but unfortunately I've run right out of time. Thank you, Valerie. Thank you to John as well for coming on the air. I think the general message for most people is you have to be cruel to be kind. And at some point, particularly if they're sitting on their bums doing nothing, you have to turn around and say, no, get a job, get your own money. As soon as I see you making an effort, I'll make an effort to help. I think that's the kind of truth of it, isn't it?
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.